This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. We are discussing the women in the Liberty Movement, or rather the lack of women in the Liberty Movement. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
And just to be clear, what we're talking about, Liberty Movement, meaning generally the group of people who believe in the ideas of non-aggression. Although, as we've seen, as you've, I think, rightfully complained about here tonight, Melanie, is that there are a lot of people within the Liberty Movement who don't believe in the ideas of non-aggression, which is frustrating. And there are women and men alike that don't agree with
non-aggression. Well, then my argument would be that they're not in the Liberty Movement.
Well, they certainly do run in our circles.
Yeah, they show up here.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you there.
I mean, there's commies that show up here and try to sell jackets out of a van and on the side of the street, but, you know, that doesn't make them part of the Liberty community.
Yeah, but do they hang around the Liberty community? So, you know, there are people who try to kind of get in with the Liberty community here and act as though they are freedom-friendly, but then it turns out they're scam artists or they just don't really understand freedom. But there are people who can learn over time. You know, we all started somewhere. You were an arch statist at one point, right?
I mean, I think most people were statist at one point, but yeah.
So, I mean, it is important to have a big tent to welcome people in, to not be shutting off.
Well, it's important to distinguish what people actually are. Because if I start, I'm like, oh, we're all just libertarians. Like, no, we're not.
No.
Yes, you should talk to other people. If somebody wants to come as kind of in a, like, questioning status or something like that, or either that or they just want to learn about it, that's great, then we should talk to them. But to let someone kind of hang around who thinks that suing their landlord every 3 months is a fun idea, just and pretend like they're a libertarian is, like, if I want to hang around statists, I can do that in Louisiana. I didn't have to drive up here.
Right.
Like, and I mean, yeah, okay, so, like, you're going to come in contact with statists, especially if you're converting people, then you're only coming into contact with statists. But pretending like they're one of us just because nobody else wants to put up with them is not really what we should be doing.
Pretending they're one of us because nobody else wants to put up with them. What does that mean?
So accepting them kind of as one of us just because they found their way here, either because we had free lunch one night or because they got kicked out of everywhere else in the planet and we're the only people that'll put up with them.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. So, At what point should somebody be ejected from kind company?
I mean, I guess it depends on what it is. If it's an open event, then it's an open event. If it's a liberty of, you know, liberty only, then if they're not that, if they're somebody who's just kind of hanging out with libertarians for just the sake of having someone to hang out with and kind of presenting themselves that way and say, I mean, if they're not making any, and I am not opposed to necessarily somebody who's kind of a minarchist, who seems
a small government person.
Yeah, who seems kind of convertible, I guess, or like they're struggling with it or something like that. I don't have a problem with keeping them around for even extensive periods of time, but I have no reason to have, and I don't see any reason to have people who are just here to have some place to be, like,
yeah, I get what you're saying. You are referring to a woman who specifically moved here in a few years ago, and
I was referring to a couple of different names, but
I know for sure you're talking about one person in specific who is constantly in some sort of conflict with her landlords. And she moved here, was actually recommended to move here by somebody who is a libertarian. And I'm not going to name names. There's no point in doing that.
Well, and if people aren't public figures, I'm kind of against naming them in public platforms.
Right, and it's not relevant anyway to the discussion who the people are. But there was a woman who moved here who, as far as I can tell, is a libertarian person, and she recommended this other girl move here from New York City. Now, generally, it's tough for New York City people to make it in a place like New Hampshire simply because the lifestyle is so drastically different here. There was a guy who moved from New York City, I think it was this summer, and moved to Keene, showed up at a couple of social meetings, and then we never saw him again. I sent him a message this week saying, hey, you know, how you doing? Just hadn't seen you in a while. And he said he'd move back to New York City because he missed the lifestyle. And it's just like, oh, okay. I guess, you know, this movement wasn't right for you. Most of the people who don't get along or don't play well with others or end up kind of burning bridges with the Liberty community, they end up leaving, is one of the things that I've noticed over time. You don't have to do a whole lot of pushing out of those people. They just sort of leave on their own volition for whatever reason. But in this case, this woman hasn't left, from what I can tell. She is still here, and she has constantly posted about issues with her landlords, in which she's always asking about court as a potential solution to those problems. And I don't think there's anybody in there's a chat room where she shows up from time to time and, you know, asks those questions. I don't think anybody's under the illusion that this person is a libertarian. But I don't know, you know, being one of the people who is an administrator of that chat room, I don't know at which point it's, you know, appropriate to come in and say, okay, well, you're just not libertarian enough. Bye-bye. I'm not saying that,
you know, everybody has to...
She's brought food to a lot of events and has been very kind.
Okay, so anybody who's nice and brings us food...
Well, I mean, the way to people's hearts is through their stomach. I mean, that is definitely true. I didn't say anybody's pretending she's a libertarian, but she's never been unwelcome as far as being a participant in social gatherings up here. And I think the idea is that if you welcome people in, that maybe they'll listen, you know, to what it is that you have to say on things, and maybe they'll learn a thing or two over time. I'm more of the mindset, and I'm somebody who appreciates principle. Like, I appreciate principled libertarians, people who understand the non-aggression principle. I want those people to move to New Hampshire, but... You know, whether it be this lady or a somewhat mentally ill gentleman who was here at one point that ended up kind of burning some bridges, I've always been err on the side of welcoming rather than exclusion. And I know that that's not necessarily something that everybody agrees with. So it's hard to come up with a point at which, oh, well, are we going to welcome people who are 90%? You know, with us, but they're wrong on a few different issues? Are we going to welcome people who are wrong on a bunch of different issues? So it's hard to draw those lines for me, but maybe not for you.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty... I mean, I'm sure I can come up with a case at which it's difficult. And I'm not saying, okay, we should only let in people who score in the top pixel of the world's smallest political diamond test.
Mm-hmm.
That would leave you with, like, three people. So that's kind of an impractical standard. I mean, I guess the answer to me is, would I be okay with this person representing my philosophy? And if the answer to that is no, then from my perspective, they shouldn't be in libertarian areas. But then also you can let in people who...
Or a social meetup?
I mean,
or
like...
Or testifying in front of the state... representatives.
We can't tell people not to testify for the state representative. You don't have
to
be a libertarian to testify.
You don't have to give her a ride there, right? You don't have to help them get to that point, which is why at some point I stopped giving Christopher Cantwell a ride to when he stopped being a libertarian and started going into this racist direction, which he had never been previously that I could tell. I decided that I was no longer going to be inviting him to the state house with me.
Yeah, I mean, if someone is progressing, if they're not there yet, if someone is working on themselves and progressing towards it, then I mean, if it was up to me, then I would let that person in.
Here's a shocker for you. What about the people, and I realize we've gotten off the topic of female libertarians here, but what about the people who come here, again, we're talking about this migration of libertarians. There's a bunch of them moving to New Hampshire for for those that aren't familiar. And some of them have come here, have been libertarian, and then have devolved from that point. Like, they got into all the groups, they were very libertarian, the things that they said were very principled, they were well-read, and then they completely devolved into status. It's happened on more than one occasion, and it's all been men. So what do you do with them? We're coming up here in moments, 855, 450, free. In our case, most of them have left on their own volition. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I just think it's funny that the first night that we are on the air on Twitch, twitch.tv, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. It'll take you right to our channel there. It's our first night doing that, and by the way, we're in HD on Twitch. But we've actually got more viewers on Twitch tonight than we've had on YouTube. And the YouTube channel's been there for years. So I guess that's a good sign. So thanks to everybody who's watching us on Twitch. And I guess on Twitch you can follow, and then you'll get notices. So if you've got the Twitch app on your phone, for instance, it'll give you notice that LRN is live, or Free Talk Live in our case, is live. And again, also the Call to Freedom, the new weekday show on LRN.fm, is also going to be on the Twitch channel. They started earlier today. And so you'll get notices there. And then there's what we were told on the Free Talk Live forum is that if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, that you get a free Twitch subscription. And I don't know if I'm using the right terminology because I'm still pretty new to Twitch. I'd had an account for the last few months and just, you know, have been using it as a viewer. And I know there's a way for people to pay Twitch for a subscription. And I don't know if there's a way to do that separate of Amazon Prime. There may be. I think there is a way to just do it straight through the Twitch site. But there is also those people who have Amazon Prime. If you weren't a Twitch user before, well, one of the things you get with the Amazon Prime is you get a free subscription that you can grant to one of your Twitch channels that you like. So if you grant that subscription, I think it's like one per month maybe, if you grant that to Free Talk Live, it doesn't cost you anything extra, but they'll actually cut us a piece of the Prime revenue, which is pretty cool, supposedly. Although Amazon broke up with us in the last year, and I think they own the Twitch site. So how long this Twitch relationship will last still remains to be seen. But we're there now. And we'll take your calls about what you want. So we were talking about libertarians and libertarian females as well. Were you going to be telling us something before we... I didn't write it down, whatever it was. I totally spaced out on you were going to tell a story of some sort, but I don't know. It was something about school bills. That was a few seconds ago.
Yes, because you asked if women would realize that the state is better for... or not having a state is better for their families, and then therefore be libertarian.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the order it happens in, because I'm not someone who did it that way. Maybe there are. I would assume there are. But yeah, there are in fact people who, or women, they have families, and they're like, hey, the state's interfering with my family, and I hate the state. I don't know if it's therefore I hate the state. I don't know if they hate the state first.
Well, that'll definitely make you hate the state, is when they mess with your kids, right?
Like, yeah,
if you hadn't figured out that the state is evil, you'll figure it out then.
Yeah, so, yes, there are people and there are women who realize, okay, the state is kind of just, by definition, be messing with my family because they mess with stuff, so I'm a libertarian. That doesn't mean that realizing that you have a family, which not all women do, is going to make you libertarian, because you could just as easily say, I want what's best for my family, what's best for my family is I can go marry the state, give me your money. So, I mean, you could kind of go either way with that.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Michael is on the line on Skype. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Melanie.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Hi, you're on the air.
All right. Hi.
Hey.
Melanie.
Hey.
I want to talk about an interesting bill that's going to be discussed at the State House on Wednesday.
In New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, yes.
Okay.
It's House Bill 1749. It's got to do with firearms freedoms. It's interesting in a way. It reinforces the self-defense clauses that the New Hampshire Constitution, New Hampshire state law has, because it's trying to ban and penalize town officials, those that prohibit firearms on town property.
Yeah, that's illegal in New Hampshire. The only places where firearms can be prohibited is from private property. If the private property owner, let's say a bar owner or something, doesn't want to have his patrons in there armed, then he can, you know, an individual private property owner can make that decision. But as far as state buildings go, only secured facilities like jails and courthouses are allowed to prohibit firearms, as I understand it. No city building is allowed to do anything like that. So those people What you're saying is, Michael, they're not facing any kind of consequence now, but this bill might actually make it so there's some punishment for them?
That's exactly what this bill is talking about, because, for example, in Lebanon, the school board passed a rule or a law or an ordinance that school events, you're not supposed to possess firearms, and the police chief in Lebanon will enforce it and will arrest people. I understand. Right, school events, it doesn't even talk about school buildings or anything like that. And, the state house reps, the liberty-minded ones are not happy with such occurrences. That's why they're trying to pass this bill. It's got 10 co-sponsors on it.
Good. Well, we're actually getting into the political season here in New Hampshire, and to some extent we will follow on the air, even though we do an international radio show. Free Talk Live is a bit of a reality show as well. Like, it's not just talk show hosts behind microphones just yammering about their opinions. It's actual, like, activists. We actually get out there and do stuff to work towards more freedom in our lifetime, and one of those things is political action. And I was talking with Daryl W. Perry, who is the Liberty lobbyist. He's a crowdfunded lobbyist in Concord there, and he's about to kick his activism into high gear. He's hitting Concord this week, as a matter of fact, for a number of different hearings and such. And New Hampshire is one of the places where we have some of the best gun laws out there, or the lack of gun laws. It's a very freedom-oriented place already, and I'm glad to hear that they're working to try to make it even more freedom-oriented, because last year we had a big step forward in New Hampshire where one of the final vestiges of gun prohibition was taken away, where people are now allowed to conceal a weapon without asking government permission in New Hampshire, which was like the one thing that was holding New Hampshire back from being the top tier of best states to own firearms, to own guns. Having that concealed carry without a permit, or as they call it, constitutional carry, I think was a major feather in our cap, and it sounds like they're going to be looking to make that better this political season. Thanks for sharing that, Michael. Anything else on your mind?
One more. Yeah, to me it's more than a gun bill, because this bill is going to penalize the officials for violating the state law.
Yeah.
Civil fines up to $5,000 and damages up to $100,000 if there are damages.
Which is what happens to us if we violate state law. We get fined or arrested.
Now wait, do they have to pay that fine out of their own salary, or does that come out of the taxpayers?
Yes. And this could be a cause for termination from the employment as well.
Good. Are you going to be there to testify about that, Michael, at the state house?
If I'm not too nervous, I will.
All right, man. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Michael, for the call tonight.
Wednesday, 10 o'clock.
Yep. Well, we don't want to put a bunch of calendar items out because it's an international show. But, you know, nonetheless, people do need to know, and thank you for the call, they do need to know that New Hampshire is it's a destination for people who care about freedom, for people who want to get active, for people who want to do more than just complain on the internet, than just debate.
You can still also complain on the internet. It's not disallowed.
Oh, yes. Some of the activists here still complain on the internet, but at least they can do things. At least they can get together in tandem with other individuals in real life, show up, and actually make a difference, not just inside the government, inside the system, but also from the outside, creating media, doing outside-the-system activism. It's really exciting. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com to see 101 Reasons to Move Here. More coming up.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Melanie, you are an accountant by trade. That is what you do most of the time when you're not here in the studio doing Free Talk Live. And you're not just any old accountant, you're an anarchist accountant. And I think we can count on one hand the number of anarchist accountants anywhere in the world. But you're the one who actually, there's probably a few of them that are kind of quietly anarchists who, believe in liberty, but don't tell any of their coworkers. I imagine there's some hidden libertarian accountants out there. But you are out in the open. You hang it out from your shingle. You're here on national radio admitting that you hate the state and you want to do people's taxes for them. Because who the hell wants to do their own taxes? My God, what a nightmare. Tis the season to be reaching out for Melanie's assistance right now. As soon as you get your W-2s in order, whatever paperworks that these companies have to send you, that's when they should call you, right, for personal taxes?
Yes. So whenever you get whatever papers you're going to get, then set up an appointment. If it gets to, I've had a couple people get stuff late and then try to call me like April 13th. If it gets late, call me anyway and we'll see what's going on.
Well, if it gets late, you can probably help them file an extension, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes. If you call me April 14th at 6 p.m., I'm not going to promise what I'm going to be able to do in the next.
No. I meant if it's if you haven't got everything and it's April 1st or something like that, or, it's a few weeks in advance and it's not looking good, that would be a good time to get in touch. Like, hey,
maybe a little bit before that. Okay. Like, if you haven't gotten everything by, like, mid to late March, you probably should be asking why.
Got it. And you can consult with folks on their personal taxes, also on business filings that are complicated. Like, you know your stuff when it comes to tax filings.
Yes.
You're the kind of person, and thank goddess there are people like you out there who actually reads tax code. You actually have read through this stuff.
Some of it can be interesting, but most people find it boring, yeah. I guess.
That's the key. Some people find it interesting, and thank goodness for people like you. So if you want Melanie to handle your taxes, to give you the opportunity to take as much of your earnings back with you as possible, then you want to reach out to her by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That is a forwarding URL that will take you straight to Melanie's website, taxtax.freetalklive.com. You might want to get in touch with her sooner rather than later. Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Melanie.
Are you all familiar with that new bill that was passed by the New Hampshire Senate about residency and voter registration?
Probably.
I've heard of one. I haven't read it.
Is this the...
It's been making the rounds on the liberal talkers. Can I give a brief summary of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
HB 372 is an effort to impose fines on voters who do not have a New Hampshire's driver's license, even though it is legal to vote in the Granite State with an out-of-state license.
Yeah.
The bill would impose two affirmative obligations on new voters. Within 60 days of registering, a voter must obtain her car with the state and obtain a New Hampshire driver's license. And this is from Slate.com, by the way. It says, they're basically saying, like, for college students and other people that may maintain residence outside of New Hampshire but want to vote in New Hampshire.
It's discriminatory, and it would prevent them from being able to vote.
Yeah, that bill's not going to be...
The ACLU is going to challenge
legal.
That, and it's going to get overturned.
It's a Republican Senate.
Well, yeah, because the Republicans...
All kinds of illegal laws passed every day.
Republicans are statists, too. In this case, the Republicans are very anti-voting freedom. For whatever reason, there's a paranoid belief system up here.
Voting freedom is a really weird phrase that implies that you have a right to vote
election. As long as there is a criminal gang forcing you to accept their rule, you should have a right to vote in their elections. And that's what's going on up here. That's what's going on everywhere. In this case, these Republicans think that there are this just boatload of fake voters that come in from Massachusetts or Vermont and engage in felony voting fraud on a regular basis, even though there's almost no evidence that any of this has ever really happened. There's a well-known kind of meme or a conspiracy theory that this is something that happens, and so therefore we need to have a crackdown on voting, you know, the ability to vote, make voting harder, because in New Hampshire it's pretty easy to go and vote. You can actually go day of, you can register at the polls. You don't need an ID to register in New Hampshire, and that's one of the things that they're trying to change here, is they're trying to make it harder. So, I mean, the liberal sites are absolutely correct on this issue.
I mean, legally speaking, they can require you to have an ID, and they can require you to have an ID that says that you live in the place that you're living, that you're saying
well,
that you live.
Well, thank goodness they don't, because I like that I can go in there with no ID whatsoever, and I can vote.
I don't really see what the purpose of that is.
As far as having to register your car and get a New Hampshire driver's license.
Well, yeah, they can't require you to own a car to vote.
It says if you have a car, you have to register it within 60 days.
Yeah, but they also can't require you to get a driver's license because you may not be allowed to drive.
You might not be eligible to drive, but they can require you to get an ID as long as they don't charge for it.
Like a state ID kind of thing? Okay. Yeah, so,
if somebody's showing up to the polls in Manchester with a mass ID, that's a problem.
Luckily, we've got, it's just an ID. They can swear on an oath that they live in New Hampshire. If they're voting in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, they're committing a felony, and that can be investigated, and if there's any evidence
for
that...
Well, what if they live in Mass and they just decided they'd rather vote in, New Hampshire?
Or they're a college student. I think that's the biggest population that this...
If they're only voting in one place, then that's legal.
The way that you solve that with college students is you hold elections during the summer, and if they're there during the summer, then they probably actually live here.
Well, most
the college students should have the right to vote too. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Vernon.
Well, I'm just going to close out. It says they can either relinquish their right to vote, remain domiciled without residency, and retain their out-of-state license and registration, costing them nothing, or they can exercise their right to vote, become residents, quote-unquote, and turn over hundreds of dollars to the state. Properly understood, the law looks like a lot, like a special tax on college students who exercise the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely targeting college students because, you know, the...
Because a bunch of people come and vacation here for 9 months and try to vote because of that?
No, because college students are more likely to vote on the left, and these are Republican bills. So the Republicans are trying to prevent people who might be on the left from voting, but in, of course,
okay,
they're also excluding all of the Republicans in college.
If your ID is in another state, your car is registered in another state,
yeah,
you're only here
you only
9 out of 12 months.
You only need to be an inhabitant.
You're not a resident.
You don't need to be a resident.
Well, that's ridiculous.
The point of, so then you would support the Republicans and their voting restrictions then.
I would not support this bill because this bill is absurd. But to say you have to live here to vote.
They do live here. I mean, they're in college. They live there. They poop there. They eat there. They sleep there. They live there.
Okay, so if I go to Colorado on vacation, I get to vote in Colorado now?
I suppose if you wanted to, as long as that was the only place where you were voting. If you're voting in more than one place, then that's voter fraud.
Okay, but New Hampshire can't say, hey, every other state, give me your voting records.
They could if there was an allegation of fraud. They could go and investigate
that. No, they can't because New Hampshire can't tell Mass or Vermont.
They can ask for it. Voting records are public. And besides that, most of the states will assist other states in investigating felony charges. So, there's no evidence that what you're suggesting is actually happening. There's just paranoid. There's people.
I'm not even suggesting that that's happening.
The Republican paranoiacs who are behind this bill, they will see a Massachusetts license plate at a voting location, and they will jump to the conclusion that, oh my God, it's voter fraud.
That's not an unreasonable conclusion.
It is unreasonable, given there's no evidence.
That person
might be a poll worker, for all they know. But even if it is a person who walked in there, there's no illegal factor to have a car registered in another place. The car I drive is registered in Montana. Should I be investigated for potential fraud?
No, because we've pretty conclusively proven that you actually live here.
Okay, but even if you did investigate, there's no evidence of fraud. It's just somebody who drives a car registered in another state.
Okay,
and there's
but somebody's
no obligation
saying,
for that
I
car.
Live in Mass, I also live in New Hampshire. You could see how that's a suspicious statement that they're making both of those statements.
If they're voting in more than one place, then go ahead, investigate that. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves. Take control of the airwaves, toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about the latest place where a soda tax has popped up, and maybe a town near you. With you in the studio here tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Also, don't forget, if you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, best place to go is Bitcoin.com. Start with the thing that started it all more than 9 years ago, Bitcoin. You'll learn the basics about it over at Bitcoin.com. Maybe you don't need the basics. Maybe you're old school and you just want to get the latest news headlines. They've got a great news site there as well at news.bitcoin.com. There's a handy tools page at tools.bitcoin.com where you can actually get a quick conversion between Bitcoin and the U.S. dollar or Bitcoin Cash and the U.S. dollar. So head over to tools.bitcoin.com to do that. If you want to mine Bitcoin, you go to pool.bitcoin.com and you can mine Bitcoin there. So head on over to bitcoin.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Stefan is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan. We have Stefan in Ohio going once. Stefan in Ohio going twice. All right, so, hello?
Sold. Sorry, I had my other microphone on.
Oh, there you go. All right, here you are.
All right, sorry about that. Earlier you guys were kind of touching on the idea of libertarian purity and how you'd have to be careful because, like Melanie said, you can't just let people in that are on the top of the world's smallest political test.
Let people in what?
The liberty movement, you know, basically okay. Recognize them as being in it. And while I agree that there has to be some sort of litmus test, I do think a lot of the time it goes entirely too far. Especially when you speak to some of the more, you know, I would put them in the basket of, like, the ANCAPs.
Anarcho-capitalists?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they seem to shut people out who generally agree with the majority of their principles.
Okay, so there's only one principle, and you kind of either agree with it or not. And so I'm not sure what principles we're agreeing and disagreeing with.
Well, basically stances on liberty, you know. I shouldn't have, you know, said principle because obviously there's only one you really have to agree with. I apologize there. But they seem to shut out people who agree with them on, like, 80% of issues. Just, you know, they make enemies that they don't have to make.
Okay, so, like, I'm not sure how you agree with 80% of the NAP.
The non-aggression principle.
I'm talking about the general issues that are in the Libertarian Party platform, you know, things like gun rights or gay marriage or drug legalization, immigration, things like that. Especially when it comes to Austin Peterson, the way he is treated in the Liberty community sometimes just
angers. Well, Austin Peterson wrote an article like called Why We Shouldn't
He wanted to abolish the non-aggression principle.
I forgot the exact name of it, but Why We Shouldn't Follow the NAP or Why Libertarians Should Abandon the NAP.
Right, he wanted to get rid of it from the Libertarian Party's statement of principle.
For a long time, that was like the first or second hit on Google, if you Google non-aggression principle.
Really?
So yeah, not Austin Peterson can He's go back scumbag. To the GOP and whatever right. you know he has to do there.
I don't mind the idea of letting people into a movement. I like the idea of being a big tent and welcoming towards people, but I don't like the idea of letting people like Austin Peterson, who do not understand or actively reject, in his case, the non-aggression principle, which is the core tenet of libertarianism, those people should not be running for political office. Those people should not be allowed to run for political office. There should be some sort of, if they try to run for political office, they should be blackballed within the Libertarian Party and said, you know, rejected by whatever committee it is in the party that could possibly reject them from doing that. But unfortunately, the Libertarian Party has been so infiltrated by these hacks who are basically not libertarians, and they're just political power seekers who have been failures at, you know, achieving power in their own political party, the Republicans or Democrats, and so they've given up and they figured it'd be easier to go come into the Libertarian Party and take it over.
I kind of care a little bit less what the LP does than what the Liberty community does. I mean, the LP at this point is kind of just a bunch of GOP members that smoke weed who think that that makes them libertarians. I mean, I do care to some extent, but, I mean, that's kind of somebody who, being a Republican who smokes weed does not make you an anarchist.
When it comes to people like Joe Miller or Charlie Earle or Gary Johnson.
I don't know
who
any of those people are. I've heard of Gary Johnson, though.
I can understand it there, but Austin Peterson, I think, is no doubt a libertarian.
What?
Well, he said he doesn't
He's
believe in
the non-aggression
principle. That is, like, the only criteria for being a libertarian.
You just said you're not a libertarian, dude.
And as far as I know, he rejoined the GOP
Republicans.
Officially.
Yeah.
He ran in the Republican Party because it would have been far easier for him to win the Senate seat, which I think he should win. What, you wouldn't want to see Austin Peterson win that seat?
No, he's a snake.
Well, I don't know who he's running against, so I would have to know that to answer that question. That doesn't make him a libertarian.
Us, but he's with the Liberty community on so many different issues.
Okay, but there is one issue. There is only one issue, and he rejected it. Therefore, he's not a libertarian.
Some people could be for the non-aggression principle and still support things like government-run health care. Those people be libertarians?
Well, no, they can't.
And no, they wouldn't.
No, if you are in favor of non-aggression, that means you do not support or advocate the use of force or the threat of force to achieve political or social goals.
It shouldn't even say to achieve. It doesn't matter why you're doing it. You might be doing it for kicks.
If you've got a hospital.
Force starts to force or fraud.
Right. If you've got people who want to support charity, great. Let's talk about charity. Let's talk about how, you know, if people are sick, that charity can come forward and people can voluntarily help those folks in that circumstance. If that's what they're saying, fine. If they're saying we need to have voluntary support of people who are in need, great. But that's not what you're saying here. You're saying they support government running health care. And so far in our lifetimes and the lifetimes of all the generations prior to us, governments have been gangs of people who have ruled by force, which would exclude them from qualification under the non-aggression principle, no matter what the goals of the political program are. So anybody who claims to be a libertarian and then out of the other side of their mouth says, but I support this government program, that person is not a libertarian. So, they're somebody who might agree with the libertarians on some issues, maybe even a majority of issues, as far as the position of a libertarian,
some Republicans who agree with me on the majority of political issues, but we're not talking about political issues. We're talking about a single philosophical position.
So You brought that up, Ian. I had to ask a question. Wouldn't that shut out pretty much anybody who doesn't believe in abolishing the state?
Yes, those people should be shut out from running for political office for the Libertarian Party. The only people who should be running for office for the Libertarian Party are the people who actually agree with the statement they signed to join the party. You know, when I signed that statement, I thought, okay, I'm signing this thing. This means something. My signature to a statement like this, this is basically an oath. It means something. I'm going to reject the use of force. Even if I had previously believed in the use of force on some issue or was uncertain about, you know, that issue as to how we could, you know, abolish force from that situation, I now know that whatever the issue is, I have to embrace not using force to achieve that particular goal. And that was the decision that I consciously made, at that time, one of my issues that I was kind of hung up on was the immigration issue. And I made that conscious decision to say, all right, well, if I'm not sure on an issue, I still know the answer is to not use force. Just need to learn more about how it could be done without, you know, using force. And I made that resolution with myself, and I put my signature to that statement. The Libertarian Party still requires people to sign that statement. But what you're saying is they should go ahead and allow people who signed a statement rejecting the use of force to go ahead and violate that statement and further run for office while espousing the violations of that statement. That, sir, is not a libertarian.
So I don't support the idea of getting rid of all functions of the state.
Okay, so you want to keep taxation?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you want to have a state without...
I believe in court systems and an electoral process, and okay. I believe in some function of the state.
How will they be paid for?
Voluntarily. We
then
could have
then you don't
like
have
lottery,
a state anymore, basically. Okay, so then you're
still have a central body.
Yeah, okay, fine. If you want to call it a state or whatever, but heretofore, no state has ever operated in the way you're talking about. If you're rejecting the use of force, you're a libertarian.
Yeah, I don't believe in, you know, involuntarily taking money from people, but I still
believe
in
some function. But there are people out there who are calling themselves libertarians who do.
Well,
people like Austin Peterson.
Well, the question was going to be, do you think I should be disqualified from running for office?
No, you don't support the use of force. You just told me you don't support...
Neither does Austin Peterson.
Yes,
he has the same ideas of taxation.
He is advocating for the abolishment of the non-aggression principle. That is the bedrock foundation.
Huh? Not a single policy of his advocates for the use of force.
Okay, but Austin Peterson may very well be a better candidate than whoever he's running against. But Austin Peterson has done more harm to the philosophy of liberty than anyone I am aware of in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
Because he actively both calls himself a libertarian and
he's
writes papers against libertarianism.
Right. I don't care what his policy papers say, dude. I care what's coming out of his mouth. And what's coming out of his mouth is the abolition of the principle that makes libertarians special. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.